Their separation from the great powers meant that the Meccan economy was not damaged by their decline in fortune. Indeed, the Quraysh were able to profit from it. By 570, the year of Muhammad's birth, Persia and Byzantium were locked in a debilitating series of wars with one another that would fatally weaken both empires. Syria and Mesopotamia became a battleground. Many of the trade routes were abandoned, and Mecca took control of all the intermediary trade between north and south. The Quraysh had become even more powerful. Yet some were beginning to feel that they were paying too high a price for their success. As the 6th century drew to a close, the city was in the grip of a spiritual and moral crisis. The old communal spirit had been torn apart by the market economy, which depended upon ruthless competition, greed, and individual enterprise. Families now vied with one another for wealth and prestige. The less successful clans felt that they were being pushed to the wall. The terms clan and tribe are not easy to distinguish from one another, but here clan refers to a family group within the tribe. Instead of sharing their wealth generously, people were hoarding their money and building private fortunes. They not only ignored the plight of the poorer members of their tribe, but exploited the rights of orphans and widows, absorbing their inheritance into their own estates. The prosperous were naturally delighted with the new security. They believed that their wealth had saved them from the destitution and misery of Badua. But those who had fallen behind in the stampede for financial success felt lost and disoriented. The principles of Muruwa seemed incompatible with market forces, and many felt thrust into a spiritual limbo. The old ideals had not been replaced by anything of equal value, and the ingrained communal ethos told them that this rampant individualism would damage the tribe, which could only survive if its members pooled all their resources. Muhammad was born into the clan of Hashim, one of the most distinguished family groups in Mecca. His great-grandfather had been the first merchant to engage in independent trade with Syria and Yemen, and the clan had the privilege of providing the pilgrims with water during the Hajj, one of the most important offices in the city. But recently, Hashim had fallen on hard times. Muhammad's father, Abdullah, died before Muhammad was born, and his mother, Amina, was in such straitened circumstances that, it was said, the only Bedouin woman who was willing to be his wet nurse came from one of the poorest tribes in Arabia. He lived with her family until he was 6 years old and would have experienced nomadic life at its harshest. Shortly after he was brought back to Mecca, his mother died. This double bereavement made a deep impression on Muhammad. As we shall see, he would always be concerned about the plight of orphans.